Morning, Horace. I'm not going to hurt you this year.
Boy, yes.
This is where I'm at.
Yes. Stephen Davis. Stephen Davis.
All right, fire. Father, thank you for this day that you gave us, Lord, all that you do for us. And we ask that you be these perfect places for me. Let's mention this. Each one, Lord, just. Each one, bless them, encourage those people. Lord, just help us to hear your word, Lord. Consider it others, Lord, help us to strive to be like Jesus. These things best here. Amen. Okay, I think we've got Psalm 99 this morning. First one, shout aloud to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with great joy. Know this, the Lord, he is God. He made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with hymns. Give thanks to him, praise his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth is from generation to generation. Says it's a psalm of thanksgiving. It's good to give the Lord thanks for everything that we do and that he gives us. Verse 3 says, know this, Lord, he is God. He's the only God. There's lots of other idol gods around that we read about in the Old Testament. And we see them today too. There's lots of idols that people have and serve. Good to be mindful to remember that God made us. We didn't make ourselves. We didn't make anything on this world. Everything is his. I thought that was the last sentence there in verse 3. It says, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And if you guys would have sheep, what would you expect those sheep to do for you? Not much.
Yeah.
You can ask, yeah.
Hear your voice and tell them you come.
Yeah. But also eat the grass and then produce for you to give you something in return. So you're hoping to get some lambs or get some wool or some meat or something from them. So God expects us to do something for him too. Verse 4 there says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with hymns. Just kind of reminding us to dwell on good things. It's pretty easy to dwell on things that aren't right, or if you just kind of remember what good things, and it's a lot easier to give thanks and to sing hymns and to call up on things that you can't control or things that aren't good. That last sentence there in this short psalm there says, and the truth is from generation to generation. It's always been the same, hasn't it? And it always will be. God's the same as he's always been and always will be. The Lord's always going to be the same. Okay. You guys have any questions or anything to add to that? Alright. I'll let you guys come up here and give your verse. Next week for your assignment, find someone in the Bible that God extended his mercy to. Go ahead and start here.
We were supposed to tell about a time when God punished the people for doing something wrong to the children of Israel. And after God had done so much good stuff to the children of Israel, they were going out to fight and they started to grumble and say they wanted to turn back to Egypt. So God made snakes and let them go in between people and hang the people and kill them.
One time the people were complaining and wanted water, and God told Moses to speak to the rock so that water would come out, but he was so angry he hid it, and water came out, but God wouldn't let him go to the promised land.
Made a gold calf, and then Moses came down off the mountain with the two stone tablets, and he was so angry he just threw them on the ground.
The children of Israel asked Aaron to make them gods, and Aaron made them. And Aaron told them to give them their gold, and he made them a calf, and then they worshipped it.
Korah, Dathan, and Abiram disobeyed, and they rebelled against Moses and said that he had brought them to the wilderness to die. And so God told them to get in a group and the other Israelites not to touch him or else they'd die. And God made a instant sinkhole, and Korah, Dathan, and Abiram and their household and all their things went down.
God gave them manna, and Moses told them not to store it up until for the next morning, and then they did anyways, and God punished them with worms.
Are we the same thing over here? I think we had the same thing, only we were supposed to, when God punished him and he's merciful to him. When they were back to war and they started complaining, and God sent snakes, he put up a cross, and if they looked at it, they'd be fine, but if they turned away from it, they'd get bit from the snakes.
I just thought about Paul, how he was persecuting the Christians and killing them, and God was merciful enough to tell him ask him what he was doing and showed him the right way, and he chose to follow.
I just thought all through the time of the Israelites, ever since when they first come out of Egypt, they seem like they'd always go astray somewhere, and God would either send their enemies to oppress them or make them slaves or something and punish them, let them know where they went wrong. But, you know, he was always faithful and to forgive them and, you know, always let them come back. You know, so he just was, I don't know, pretty merciful to them a lot of times. You kind of think, how could you, after all those things you've seen, and how could you keep falling astray? But I mean, it's pretty simple to do. I mean, it's easy to get caught up in cares of the world and whatever. It's pretty easy for me to do, anyways.
When the children of Israel were at Sinai, Moses went up on the mountain to talk to God, and he was up there for 40 days, and the children of Israel just thought that something had happened to him, so they asked Aaron to make them a god, and so he made them a calf. And so then God saw that, and he said that he told Moses to get out of the way because he was going to destroy them. And Moses pled with God, and God listened to him and didn't destroy them, and he gave his mercy to them.
I'm not sure I understood the lesson or what, because I thought it was how God's merciful to us when we don't deserve it. So I had some thoughts, and I was thinking this week, about when Jesus said that he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And if we don't hear, the truth that we do have is going to be taken away from us if we don't put it into practice. And then I was thinking about when Jesus talked about, was upbraiding Tyre and Sidon for not repenting at the mighty works that were done in them, and how Sodom would have repented if they would have seen the same works. And I was thinking how we don't deserve to just sit here and see things and see the truth and not respond to it and be a help to others who don't see it.
Nehemiah 9:16-19. God told the Israelites to go up to Canaan, but they and our fathers acted proudly, hardened their necks, and did not heed your commandments. They refused to obey and were not mindful of your wonders that you did among them. But they hardened their necks, and they appointed a leader to return to their bondage in Egypt. But you, our God, gracious and compassionate, long-suffering, abundance and kindness, and did not forsake them, even when they made a molded calf for themselves and said, these are the gods that brought us up out of Egypt, and worked great provocations. Yet in your manifold mercies you did not forsake them in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud did not depart from them by day to lead them on the road.
In the wilderness, when they're being led out of Egypt, they were complaining for water, and God gave them water even if they complained.
I got in Numbers 20, chapter 20, it talks about where they were complaining for water, and when it should have been punished for Moses hitting the rock instead of talking to it like God told him to, he gave him water and was merciful to him.
God's greatest act of mercy to the children of Israel was to send them Jesus. That's one of the group. That's the last, not his last, but the last actual recorded big act of mercy, even after they'd strayed too many times.
I had Eli, when Eli and his two sons was pleasing God, and Samuel got a message from God and said, told Eli if he didn't turn his sons away, they would be destroyed or they would die, and he didn't do it. And so they took the ark out to war, and the ark was taken from them, and all of them died.
Older boys, your assignment next week. What does it mean to serve the Lord with gladness and to give an example of something in your life? pertaining to that.